Okay, Rabosai. Today's daf is Barachos daf Lamed Dalet. We have a tremendous chus of finishing the fifth parak. We are currently a little bit high up on Lamed Gimel on the Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel on the Beis. Omer Al Kansipor Yagiu Rachamecha Yal Tov Yizacher Shimcha Modim Modim Mishat Kenoso. If anybody says any of those three phrases during davening during Shmoneh Esrei, Rashi writes. Al Kansipor Yagir Rachamecha, that your mercy is going to come on the wings of birds, or Al Tovi Zacher Shemecha, that we will remember your name for the good, or Modim Modim, you say Modim twice, Mishatkin also, we quiet him, we tell him to, hey, cut it out, stop it, don't say that. So the Gemara wants to understand what's the problem. Bishlama, I understand Modim Modim, Mishatkin also, I understand why you quiet him if he says Modim twice, Mishum de Mechzikesh de Rishuyos, because it seems like he's praying to two different entities. I also understand Val Tov Yisacher Shemecha, that we will remember your name for the good, because Nami Mashma Nami. I also understand that Mashma Al Tov V'lo Al Hara. That implies that we thank Hashem for the good and not for the bad. It's not, and we learned in the Mishnah. Right, it's a little bit later in the Masechta. Chayev Adam Levarach Al Hara K'shem Shem Levarach Al Tova. A person has to bless Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the bad, just like. We bless him for the good, right? We said, there's a concept of Baruch Dayan Emes, etc., etc. The simple pshat is that we, in our minute, minuscule understanding of the world, we see it as if it's bad, but really, Kosh Baruch Hu sees the bigger picture. So we give a bracha for everything. Ela al kansipor yagiu rachamecha, but if you're telling me, why? What's the problem? Right, my taima, what's the reason that if you say on the wings of birds your mercy should come, that's problematic? So, plea b'trei amorayim b'marava. Two amorayim in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, had a machlokas about this, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvido. Chad amar, one of them says, mipnei shematil kina b'maisa b'reishis, because you're causing jealousy amongst the creations of Hashem, that basically, only on the wings of birds mercy will come, and not through anybody else. Rashi writes, "Lomar al elechas al shar briosav, v'lo al shar briosav." Meaning that what? Hashem has mercy on the birds and not on anything else. That doesn't make any sense. V'chad amar, and another one says, "Mipnei she'osav midosav shal kosh baruch urakamim ve'inon el xeros." Really, because you make the characteristics of Hashem into just like mercy, into just like favors, and really they're xeros. They are things that we can't really understand. As Rashi says, "Mitzvosav." Right, we make his mitzvos. Who lo l'rachamim also? Hashem did not create his mitzvos for mercy. Elahatil al Yisrael chukei gzerosav. Really, what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave us gzeros. He gave us, decrees from the Melech. L'vdiya shehem avadav, to show that we are his avadim. V'shomer mitzvosav, and the people who guard his mitzvos. Ugzeros chukosav, and the people who guard his chukos. So that's it. For there are many reasons why this is true. Right? One of them Rashi brings down is that so that the Sultan could say to us, right, we should have a Yetzirah, so we wouldn't fully understand the mitzvos. Right, a mitzvah that we don't understand is a greater test than a mitzvah we do, because it shows really the devotion that we have for Kadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a mitzvah that logically makes sense. Right, obviously, so that shows a greater devotion. So that's the inyan, that we don't want to say that everything is just full of mercy. Really, Kosh Baruch Hu's the mitzvahs are really xeros. Right, so there's a lot of ink spilled on exactly what this line of the Gemara means, but we'll go shtickle by there. Hahu denachas kamei de Rabba. There was somebody who went to Davin, and Rabba was in attendance. It was Rabba Shul, I guess. The Omar, and he said, Ata chasta al kanzipor. You had mercy on the birds, you should also have mercy on us. And Amar Rabba said, how great does this little young rabbi know, how well does he know to dive into Hashem? Right, you don't see it in the lines, but this was sarcastic. But Abai said to him, wait a second, we say in the Mishnah that that's not appropriate. We quiet someone who says that. So Rabba, really, what was Rabba doing? He was trying to l'chadude, he was trying to sharpen Abai, meaning he was testing him to see if Abai knew this Mishnah, and so he said it out loud as if he was praising him, but really he was being a little snarky. Okay. Ahu de Nachis Kamei de Rabbi Chanina. There was a guy who was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, he said, Akel Agadol, Gibor, Hanora, Ha'adir, Ha'azuz, Ha'yirui, Ha'chazak, Ha'amitz. Avadai, Anichbad, etc., etc. He praised the Kodesh Baruch Hu with all these extra adjectives. Himtin lo ad shesiyim. And so Rabbi Hanina waited until he finished. And kisiyim, when he was done, Amar Leah, Rabbi Hanina said back to him, Sintinu lekulu shvachi demarach. Have you really finished praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Lamin lekulehai. Why did you say all these? Anan, us, meaning us, the regular minhag of saying whatever we say, Akel agadol agibo avanor, Akel alyon. So, honey tolas tamrinan, agadol agibo avanor, yeah. Ilav tamrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa, if Moshe had not said them in the Torah, ve'osu anshe kness agadola v'takinu betfila, and the anshe kness agadola wouldn't have come and were metakin them, lo havyan yicholim lememar lehu. Right, we would not have been able to say Hakel Agadol Agibor Vanora. Where do you get off just limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. He is praise, not praiseless, but infinitely praiseworthy. Right, you can't just stop. So the Atamrs Kule Hai, you're going to say all this, right? You can't, once you start elaborating on your own volition, so you really should never stop praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say these three things because Moshe said them in the Torah and the Chazal were attacking them in Tefillah. So don't get carried away here. It's inappropriate to add more adjectives. Mashal Amelech Basar V'dam, it's a mashal for a king, Shehayalo Elef Alafim Dinari Zav, who had thousands and thousands of gold coins, Fayu Mekalsim Maso B'shal Kesef, and they would praise him and say, oh, this guy has got so much silver. Halo Ganayu Lo, that's already not appropriate, it's a Ganai, it's not a praiseworthy thing, right? You praise someone with a lesser midah, so don't go freelancing over there and adding all your adjectives. Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, "Akobi shemayim chutz miiras shemayim." Pretty well-known Gemara. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for iras shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the choice to choose averos or mitzvos. Everything, your fear of heaven is the only thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu really gave to us. And that's obviously a much longer shmooze, but free choice, free will, bechir chafshis. That's the only thing we really have. Shneimar v'atay yisrael ma'ashem alkecha shel me'imach kim liyara. Oh, so, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Am Yisrael, what does Hashem really want from you? All he wants is some Yiras Shemayim. That's what Moshe says to Am Yisrael, implying that that's the only thing in their power. Atu Yiras Shemayim, Mel says, Utrasa he, the Gemara says, wait a second. Moshe seems to say that in like some haphazard type of thing. What's the only thing God wants from you? Come on, what's the only thing God wants? Just some Yiras Shemayim. So the Gemara asks, is that Milsa Zutrasa? Is that really something, such a little tiny thing? Yiras Shemayim? That's not easy. From Rabbi Chanina, Mishom Rabbi Shom Be'yochai. The only thing Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps locked up in his otzar, in his storehouse, is Yiras Shemayim, implying that that's something that's valuable and rare and something that's hard to get. Shneimar Yiras Hashem, he otzarav. So the Gemara, obviously, the question stands me love, right? You probably would ask the question if the Gemara had not asked it. How could you say that Yiras Shemayim is such a little thing? So the Gemara says, a very confusing line, in, you're right. The Gabbai Moshe Milsuzu Trosahi. Right, for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiras Shemayim was nothing. So he said, Hashem, what does Hashem really want from you? Just a little Yiras Shemayim. So yeah, he was speaking from his own experience. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Adam Shemavakshim Menu Kli Gadol. Mashal is that someone needs a big Kli for him. V'yeshlo, right? Let's say someone needs to borrow, I don't know, a huge, a crock pot or a big pot or whatever. And he has it. He has an extra one. So don't worry, I love Kli Katan. It's implies that it's not a big deal for him to lend out. It's like he's lending out a little tiny spoon, a little tiny nothing, because he has it. But Katan ve'ein lo. But if someone asks for a little tiny spoon and you don't have it, so then don't worry, I love Kli Gadol. It almost seems as if it's such a big thing, and it's you're missing it. You can't lend it out. You feel so bad. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who had this tremendous Yiras Shemayim, so it seemed to him as if it was not a big deal. And the question is that Moshe was the greatest leader of all time. He was speaking to Bnei Yisrael. Surely he realized, right? I would imagine that he realized that he was on a greater level than Am Yisrael. So for him, yeah, okay. For him, he had Yiras Shemayim. But for the rest of Am Yisrael, it was not so poshut. And Mestama Moshe knew that. It's very hard to say that Moshe was so out of touch with Am Yisrael that he said, come on, all you got to do is have Yiras Shemayim. Very unclear. So I heard a beautiful pshat from our J.J. Schechter, and I think it's brought down another Moser's farm as well, is that when it says, Legabe Moshe, Milso Zutrosohi, Legabe, we translated it as for Moshe, it was a little thing. But Legabe can mean next to. If a person is next to Moshe Rabbeinu, So when you're in the influence of someone who has such tremendous Yiras Shamayim, so a person is influenced by the people he hangs out with, and certainly when you're hanging out around tzaddikim, so then Yiras Shamayim is not as big a thing. But okay, fine. According to that pshat, the Hemshech of the Gemara is not so move on. The Mashal doesn't really make so much sense, but okay, fine. Anyway, shtickle good Musar Vort. Modim Mishatkin Osama. If a person says Modim twice, then we quiet him. Amar Rabbi Zeira Kala Omer Shema Shema Ka Omer Modim Modim Dami. The same thing. If you say Shema twice for whatever reason, that's like Modim Modim and Mishatkin Osama. Meisve, ask a question occurs. It says Shema Vakofla. If you say Shema and you double it, Hariz and Meguna, that is disgusting. The Gemara darshens out. It's Meguna Hu Dave, but Shtuki Lo Mishatkin Alei. But apparently, it's not on the level of quieting someone. Right? We quiet someone when they say something that's like Abi Korsis did. So. But if it's disgusting, if it's inappropriate, so fine. But if you don't actually quiet him, that implies that it's not as bad. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha." No, there's no question. There's no stereo between the two braises. Hadamar milsa milsa v'had v'tani la v'hadamar psuko psuko v'tani la. Rashi writes, if you say word by word, right? If you say each word twice, so that's maguna. That's kind of like inappropriate. But we don't quiet him. Because it doesn't seem like he's praying to two gods. Right? He says Shema Shema Israel Israel Hashem Hashem. Okay, it doesn't imply that he's davening to two gods. But if you said, what's it called? If you said Shema Israel Shema Hashem Hashem Echad, and then you said it again, so that already looks much more like you're davening to two Rishuyos. Maybe he just repeated it twice because he didn't have kavana the first time. And at the end, kivin daite. The second time, he did have kavana. So Amar Le, you out of your mind? Chavrusa klapi shmaya. What is Hashem your friend? Miika. Chavrusa klapi shmaya miika. What is Hashem going to be your chavrusa? Is your friend? Rashi writes that you're going to be. You're not going to be careful when you're tefilos. If a person doesn't have kavana at the beginning, I think it means I'm going to hit him in the head with a hammer.
Smith's hammer.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him in the head with a hammer. I'll beat someone in the face until they have kavana. I mean, like back then, right? Think about that. It was more shocking for someone to not have kavana in Tvila than it was for them to be davening to two rishayos, to davening to two gods. Which is pretty intense, but anyway, so yeah, so don't have right. It was impossible for Abaye to, you know, for that someone would daven without kavanah, right? Ich naflu giborim. All right. Anyway, it says the Eilig Mishnah. Ha'over lefnei ateva v'tah. Let's say you're davening for the Amud and you make a mistake. Yavor acher tachtav. A person should replace you. Right? And again, it means on purpose. Yeah. And it means that he makes an intentional mistake. So you should replace him with someone else. And he shouldn't be a sarvan at that moment. A sarvan is someone who's kind of like, well, I don't want to daven, right? Anybody who's ever been a gabbai hates being... Why do gabbayim hate being gabbayim? Because no one ever wants to daven. And you'll see it's based on a gemara, but for real, no one ever wants to daven. So the gemara mishnah says, don't be that guy. When you're replacing someone who's made a deliberate mistake in Shemon Esrei, so don't be that guy that doesn't want to daven, get up there and go weiter, because there's already Tirchid Tzibura. Where does the new guy start? From the beginning of the bracha that they made a mistake in, or that he erred in. A person, the chazan, should not say amen after Birkas Kohanim, because he's going to make a mistake, he's not going to be able to get back to where he was in the Shemon Esrei. If him ain't Sham Kohen, Elahu, and if the Shatz, the Shiach Tzibor, is the only Kohen, Lo Yisro, is Kapov, he shouldn't Duchen. But, and this is how we have nowadays, how perhaps if you come to Eretz Yisrael, if you've seen, there certainly are Kohanim who Duchen, if they're Chazen. If him Hivtachto, Shehu Nose, is Kapov, Vechosel Tfiloso, if he knows he's able to go back and continue from where he left off, Rashai, then he is allowed to. And obviously nowadays with the Sitter, a person can simply find his place, continue where he left off. All right. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'over lefnei ateva tzarech l'sarev. Someone who is about to daven, right, asks him to daven, right, he shouldn't really agree right away. And if he doesn't, if he kind of runs up like that, if he runs up right away, right, he's compared to a dish that has no salt. And if he really, really annoys the gabbai and no, he refuses to daven, melach. It is compared to a dish that has too much salt. Keter huosa. So what is a person? What's appropriate behavior when someone asks you to daven for the Amud? Pam rishona yisarev. The first time you should refuse. Shnia mehavev. The second time you should kind of like just kind of make in your seat as if like you're about to get up, kind of like, you know, fumble around in your seat. And shlishi is posted as ragalav yored. And finally, the third time he asks you, you should get up and get out of there. Tanu rabbanan, meaning get up and go daven. Tanu rabbanan shlosha ruvan kosha umia ton yafef. For three things, a lot is bad, is difficult, and a little bit is great. Veluhein, and these are the three things. Soor umelach v'sarvanus. Soor is yeast. Right, a lot of yeast will ruin the dough, but a little bit is perfect. Melach, right, obviously just, you know, a little bit of salt, unless you're like my dad who puts salt on everything. My grandma also, no? Yeah, anyway. And sarvanus, and someone who, you know, refuses a little bit, right? So that's good. It's appropriate to be humble, but not overly so when you see that someone's asking you to do stuff. Amar Rav Huna said, Tov b'shalosh rishonos, if you make a mistake in the first three brachos, right? The first three brachos of Shmona Esrei, last place, Choz l'rosh, you go to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Ben Tzayos, if you make a mistake in the middle brachos, in the bakashos of Shmona Esrei, Chozer l'atachonin, you go back to atachonin. Ba'achronos, and if you make a mistake at the end, Chozer l'avoda, you go back to Ritzei, and say the last three brachos from there. Rav Asi Omar, Em Tzayos in lahem seder. Rav Asi says, no, the middle brachos, the bakashos, have no real seder, have no real order, you can go back to the place where you made a mistake. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks the following question. Meichanu Chozer. Where do you go back if you make a mistake? Mitchila HaBracha Sheta. Right. From the beginning of the bracha that you made a mistake. So that's Yiftir Rav Huna. Clearly that's against Rav Huna, who said you have to go back to the beginning of each section. So Amar Lecha Rav Huna, Emsayos Kulacha LeBerchos Aninu. No. According to Rav Huna, against right, what we said by Rav Asi, Rav Huna said that the middle brachos are all one long bracha. So therefore, if you make a mistake, and I don't know, Baruch Aleinu, right, so you have to go back to Atachonim. Amar Rav Yehuda Olam Al Yishal Adam Tzorchav Ela B'Shalosh Rishonos. Lo B'Shalosh Rishonos, V'Lo B'Shalosh Achronos. Ela B'Emsayos. A person should not have any bakashos in the first or last brachos. You should only ask for your bakashos in the middle brachas of Shmona Esrei. D'amar Rabbi Chanina, Rishonos Dome Le'eved Shemesader Shvach Lefnei Rabo. The first brachos are like a servant who praises his master. Emsayos Dome Le'eved Shemavakis Pras Mi Rabo. Right, the middle ones are like an Eved who asks for something, for a little pras, you know, a prize or a piece of bread or whatever it is, you know, from his Rebbe. Right, a pruso is a piece of bread, so I guess a pras here means like some sort of gift. Achronos, and the last brachos are Domen Levit, Shekibo Pras Mirabo, V'Niftar V'Holich Lo. The last three brachos are like people the last three brachos are the people who accepted, received or something from their Rebbe already, and they're already leaving. And so they say, you know, thank you so much, I'm out of here. So don't ask for more stuff after you have already received something. Right? We assume, again, the Gemara here assumes that once a person davens, he already immediately has received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just in terms of davening Ashkafa, because, you know, the word davening, people have a big misnomer in terms of davening. The word litpalel is reflexive. It means to do something to yourself. Just very quickly, the word pilel means to judge. Now we see that in Parshas Vayechi. La rofanecha lo filalti, Yaakov says to Yosef, I never thought, I never dreamed I would ever see your face. So to lehit palel is to pilel on yourself. So when a person davens, he thinks about himself. He's supposed to, you know, kind of think about where he's going and what his mindset and his goals, etc. are supposed to be. And once you already improve on yourself like that, you think about yourself, you're already in a different madrega, so you've already received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're not on a different level than when you were previously. All right, that's a really long shmooze condensed into 12 seconds, and it probably didn't make any sense. But anyway, we're gonna go right there. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Ma'aseh b'Talmid Echad sheyered lefnei Teva b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. There's a story in the Talmud went to daven before Rabbi Eliezer by Yamarech Yosem Midai, and he was davening for a long time. And sure enough, things never change. I'm really Talmidov. The student said, Rabbeinu, Kama Archon Huzeh. Sheesh, he's davening for so long. This guy. Right? Things have not changed. Amar Lahem Kula Marach Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. So he hasn't done anything. Right? You know how long Moshe Rabbeinu davened? Yechtiv Beis. Arba'im Ayom is Arba'im Alayla. This guy's got 39 plus days left. Right, and Moshe was daven that late. Yeah, daven as long as Moshe. Shuv ma'aseh b'talmidecha shiur l'fnei ateva b'fnei Rabbi Elazar v'yemakatzer yosem yidai. He had the opposite. A guy got up to daven and he was flying through tefila, flying through davening. And the talmidim also complained. Amar le'talmidav kamakatzer nuzeh. Apparently they didn't like too long, didn't like too short. Just had to be just right, like three bears. Had to be just in the middle. How this guy is going so fast? So Amar le'ei klum makatzer yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Elazar said, "What? Moshe Rabbeinu also davened really fast." Tichtiv kel narafan Allah. And he davened for Miriam when she had saras and said, "Hashem, please heal her." So Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rav Chisda. So we see from here, kol mevakesh racham emal chavero in tzarich lasgir shmo. Person who's davening for someone else, you don't really need to mention his name. Shneamar, the pasuk says, kel narafan Allah. And Hashem, please heal her. Vlo kamat gir shmo de Miriam. And Moshe didn't mention Miriam's name whatsoever. Again, it's logical that Kosh Baruch Hu would know what you're thinking, but the Gemara here proves it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Brachos, Sha'adam Socha Bahem. These are the Brachos where a person can, can bow during them. Ba'avos Tchila, at the beginning of Avos, V'sof Be'oda, and at the end of Modim, right? Did I read that right? No. Ba'avos tchila v'sari. My bad. Ba'avos tchila v'sof. In bracha of Avos, right, the first one, right, the first bracha of Shmon Esrei. So we bow at the beginning, at the end, right, Magen Avram, and certainly at the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Be'oda tchila v'sof at the beginning and the end of Modim, which we do. We bow down at the end of it. Tov shemchalachan elo dos, right. Then ba l'such b'sof kol bracha uvracha. And if a person bows down at the beginning, at the end of every bracha, so we teach him not to. Right? So again, this is the minhag we have nowadays, at the beginning and the end of the first bracha, and at the beginning and the end of the second to last bracha, that's when we bow Shemon Esrei. Amru Shim ben Pazi, Amru Shim ben Levi, Mishim bar Kafra, Hedyot, Kamosha Amru. A regular person does like we said. A kohen gadol b'sof kol bracha u'bracha. Kohen gadol is allowed to bow; is supposed to bow at the end of every bracha. V'hamelech and the king tchila kol bracha u'bracha b'sof kol bracha u'bracha. The king will bow by the beginning and end of every bracha Shmon Esrei. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani l'didim mefarshili minei Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani said, "No, this is what Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said. Hedyot kmo sharmarnu kohen gadol tchila kol bracha u'bracha." Hamelech kimin shekara shuvenu zogev. He said a little bit different. That a hedyot does like we explained. A kohen gadol bows down at the beginning, not the end of each bracha. And the king, once he starts bowing down, he does not straighten himself until the end. Right? He has to do the whole Shmon Esrei kind of bowed out over like that. Must have had really strong, thighs. Shenemar vayikach halos Shlomo litpalal tetra. Kam milifnei mizbeach Hashem michra al berkov. Right? When Shlomo finished davening, that's when he got up. All right. Tanu Rabbanan, Kida, the phrase Kida, when in terms of bowing down, the pasuk uses the word Kida sometimes, so that's Alapayim, that's on your face, Alapayim? I don't think so.
Or on your knee,
on the face. All right, that's bowing down on your face, okay, face down. Shenemar Vatikor Basheva Apayim Eretz, right, she bowed down with her face on the ground. Kriya Al Berkayim. Well, the word kriya is on your knees. Shenemar mechro al berkov. Okay, yishtachava. What is vayishtachavu? What is that? When the pasuk says that vayishtachavu, zu pishut yadayim v'raglayim. That's stretching out your hands and your legs. Shenemar, the pasuk says, avon avon anivi imchavechacha l'yishtachavos lecha arza. Down to the floor, right? That's bowing down, stretching out your arms and legs on the floor. Amar rechia breder avuna. Rechia breder avuna ser chazina lula avay v'rava damatzlu atzluye. I saw Abai and Rava bowing down like that. Right, Rashi writes, "Shenofen al pneihem when they fall on their face, in poshtin yedem v'raglayim elamatin al tzedeihem. Rather, they would lie on their side," says Rashi. Okay, Tani Chada, we learned that a brisa korea behodah reizim meshubach. If a person bows down in hodah and modim, that's good. V'tani idach reizim aguna, that's inappropriate. So, what do you do? What's how do you reconcile those? Lo kasha habitchila habasof. That's the beginning. And that's at the end, right? At the beginning, Korea, a person should bow down, and not at the end, even though we just said that a person, the minhag, is to bow down at the end of Hodah. Okay. Not sure. Rava, and I guess that's the proof that we just get in the story we get in the Gemara. Rava kara b'hodah b'tchila v'sof, and Rava said no. Rava himself actually bowed down in modim right at the beginning and the end of modim. Rami le Rabbanan, Rabbanan said to him, "Amayka avid mar hachi, why did you do this?" Amar lehu, he said, "Because chazina le Rav Nachman, the kara v'chazina le Rav Sheshes deka avid hachi. I saw my rebbeim. That's what they did." V'atanya, but didn't we learn in the brisa hakoya b'hodah reza meguna? If you bow down during modim, that's inappropriate. So he said, no, it's not beginning and end of modim. He behodah sheba halel. That's if you bow down in modim and hodah when you're saying halel. That's right. When we say hodul Hashem kitov, right? If you bow down, so that is inappropriate. V'atanya, we learned the brisa hakoya behodah uvehodah shel halel areza meguna. So what about that brisa? What if we see that you bow down in hodah and hodah of halal? So clearly hodah can't mean the hodah of halal if we mention both of them back to back. So kitanya ahi. So that brisa is referring to hodah the birkas amazon. That's talking about no dilacha in birkas amazon. Right? And certainly the minhag we have obviously is not to bow down during modim during no dilacha in birkas amazon. Says the Mishnah, and we go vaytra at the end of the parak. Hamispal v'tosh zimin ralo. If a person makes a mistake while he's davening, that's a bad sign. And if he's a shliach tzibor, simon ra l'shluchlov. It's a bad omen for the people who sent him. Because the messenger of a person is like himself. Right, that's already Gemara, a bunch of sugis all over Shas. Certainly in Kiddushin, second parak, etc., etc. Weiter. Amru lav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shayim ispal al acholim. He could daven for sick people. Va'omer, and he could say, zechai v'zemes. He would know what would happen to that person. Amru lo minayin ata yodea. How do you know that? So Amar lahem, im shgura tefila si bepi, yodea nishu mikubal. If my tefila flows, meaning if it works out in my mouth, if it's said well, so then I know that my tefillas are going to be accepted, and he's going to have a refuah shleima. V'im lav, yodea nishu maturaf, maturaf. I know that the chola, Rashi writes, is going to be, literally means torn up, but it means that he's not in such a good situation. Okay, so the Gemara says, ahaya, meaning when the Mishnah said someone who makes a mistake has it's a bad omen, where? Making a mistake where in Shmoneh Esrei? So Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Debeira Rebbe, Ba'avos, in the first bracha. If a person makes a mistake in the first bracha, so that's a bad omen. Ikud Amasnil Abraisa. Some people say that this whole statement of Rebbe when he says, oh, it's in Avos, is in a totally different context. The Brisa says that someone who davens needs to have kavana for all the brachos. And if he can't have kavana for all the brachos, he should have kavana in one of them. And that's where Amar Bechia, Amar Avsafar, Mishum Chad, the Be'erebi, that's where they say ba'avos, that the bracha that you should choose to have kavana in, right? You perhaps, there's a minhag certainly in some people that they, when they say Shmoneh Esrei, Chzeres Hashatz, they say the first bracha slower, and then they kind of like fly through the rest of it because of this Gemara, that if you have to have kavana in one bracha, it should be the first one. Amru alav al Rabbi Chanina. Okay, Rabbi Chanina said he was able to determine the fates of the people he was davening for based on how well his tefillah would flow from his mouth. The Minani Mili, where did he get that from? Amru Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Damar Karla, Pazik says, Borei Nifs Vasayim, Shalom, Shalom l'Rachok v'l'Karov, right? He created Nifs Vasayim, V'Amar Hashem, Urfosov, Urfativ, and he healed him. So you can see a correlation between the speech and the refuah that a person is davening for. Amar Rabbi Chibar, Avam Yochanan, Kol Hanavim Kulo and Lonis Navnu El Lemesi Bito L'Tamechachem. All the promises that the Nevi'im gave, right, all the promises of comfort and wealth and deliverance and all this type of stuff. So Rashi writes, HaTovos V'Nechomos, the good things that the Nevi'im prophesized about, that's only for someone who wants to marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, Ulu So Ose Prakmati al Talmud Chacham, and someone who does business with a Talmud Chacham, Ulu Mahani Talmud Chacham Minachasav, and someone who gives of his property to a Talmud Chacham, Aval Talmidei Chachamim Atzman, but for the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, Ayin Lo Roi Elokim Zu L'Secha Yasen L'Mchaka Lo. No eye has seen what waits for the Talmud Chacham, meaning his reward is so much greater. So much greater. V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-Nevi'im kulo lo nisnabu elo l'imos ha-Mashiach. All the Nevi'im prophesized about the imos ha-Mashiach, the time in this earth when Mashiach will come, and things will be going down, and things will be better. Avo lo'olam haba, but About Olam Haba, the Pasuk says, Ein lo rasa elokim zulasecha. You can't even imagine what's awaiting for us in Olam Haba. Upliga de Shmuel, and this is a machlokas, that argues with what Shmuel said, that Shmuel ain bein olam hazel leimos Mashiach el shibur malchus belvad. But Shmuel says, no, the prophecies of the Nevi'im are not going to happen during Yimos Mashiach. Right? The only difference between Yimos Mashiach and what's going on now is shibur malchus, that no, the world will be exactly the same, except we won't be under the yoke of other nations. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ki lo yachdel avyon mikarev aretz. There will not be any more avyon. The avyon will still exist, meaning during that time. Avyon is like poor people and bad things and stuff like that. Meaning during the times of Yomos Mashiach, avyon will still exist in the world. Right, all the promises that the Nevi'im made about good things in Nechama, etc., that's for Bali Tshuva. About tzaddikim gemurim, but for true, perfect tzaddikim, so then, ayin lo rasa elokim zulasecha, no one has seen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for these righteous, beautiful tzaddikim. Upligad Rabbi Avo, and that argues on a statement of Rabbi Avo, which is well known, because Rabbi Avo, Makom shebalei tshuva omdim, a place where balei tshuva stand, tzaddikim gemurim enam omdim. Rabbi Avo says, no, balei tshuva are greater than tzaddikim gemurim. Not that tzaddikim gemurim are greater, but balei tshuva are greater. Shemar's pasuk says, shalom shalom l'rachok v'lakarov. Right? What's first? Rachok bereisha v'hadar l'karov. The people who are far, right, the Bali Tshuva, right, the people who come back from a far place, away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are first, they get the higher schar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, my Rachok, what would Rabbi Yochanan say to you? Rachok, Shahaya Rachok, Midvar Avera Meikara. That's Rachok on Rabbi Yochanan. Rachok, being far away, refers to the people who were far away from sin originally. Umay Karov, and what does it mean, Karov? Shahaya Karov, the Dvar Avera, Venisrachik Mimenu. And Karov refers to people who were close to sin and distance themselves from it. And Lamai says, therefore, he can learn that the tzaddikim gemurim are on a greater level than the balei tshuva. So, hashtamai ayin lo rasa, if that's true, so then what is this ayin lo rasa, that no one has seen what the great schar is? What is that referring to? What do you mean? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So, a bunch of different mashalim to imply how great this could be. It's not literal, obviously, but what is this incredible schar compared to? It's wine that has been made from the grapes of the 6 days of creation. Right? Obviously, as a wine ages, it gets better. So the analogy is that it's something that's been awaiting for us. The schar has been waiting for so long, it's aged to perfection. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Ze Eden Shelo Shalta Bo Ayin, Kol Birya. Right? This is Gan Eden, which the eye of no creature has seen. Shema Tomer Adam Arishon Hechan Haya. Right, well, wait a minute. Wasn't Adam Arishon in Eden? So the Gemara says, no. Bagan, Haya Bagan, he was actually in the garden. Veshema Tomer Hu Gan Hu Eden? Right, wasn't the Gan, isn't that the exact same thing? Gan Eden? But Tamalama, the Pasuk says, when I hear you say, Eden Lashkos is a Gan. No, there were different places. Right, the river left Eden to water the garden. Gan l'chud ve'eden l'chud. Right? I would have brought a kashas, the Pasuk says, Gan be'eden mikedem. But okay. The Maisa, the Pasuk said clearly that the Gan was outside of Eden. And Eden refers to that's going to be the reward that we're going to get, that tzaddikim are going to get, lasu lovo. Tana Rabbanon, Maisa Shechala b'nav Rebbe Shel Rebbe Gamliel. This Rebbe Gamliel's son became sick. Shagar Shnei Talmidim Talmidei Chachamim Eitzel Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa Levaki Shalav Rachamim. So two Talmidei Chachamim came to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa to get to daven for the son of Ram Gamliel. Came in Shara Osam, when he saw them coming, Olala Aliyah, he went up to his the apartment, to the place, a place where he was secluded, a room up in the penthouse. Bikei Shalav Rachamim, and he davened for Ram Gamliel's son. Biridasa, when he came down, Amar Lahem Luchu Shechaltzu Chama, go see, and his fever has broken. Amrulo, they said to him, Achi Navi Ata, what are you, a Navi? Amrulahem, he said, Lo Navi Anochi, Lo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi, my father was not a Navi. Elakach Makublani, this is the Kabbalah that I have from my Rebbein. Im Shigura Tulasi Bepi Yodea Anish Umakubal. If my tefillah flows from my mouth, right, if it works, if it's coming out okay, so then I know it's going to be accepted. Vim Lav Yodea Shei Shehumaturaf. I know that it is Mitoraf, it is It literally means ripped up. It's not going to work. Yashvu v'katvu v'kivnu osasha. They sat down and they wrote down exactly what time it was that that the tefillah happened. Right, Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa's tefillah happened, and they wanted to see if it was actually it happened exactly at that time. Ukshabo, Eitzel Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lahen, Havoda lo chisartem lo esartem, elakach hayamaisa. They found out that, sure enough, that's exactly when the kid's fever broke. At that moment, the fever broke. And he was able, he was well enough to ask for water. Meaning, again, he had been so feverish, he couldn't have even asked for water. And so apparently they saw, that's exactly how it went down. Veshuv Maisa Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and then there's a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, another story about him. Shalach Lilmon Torah Tzal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to learn Torah, Vecholo Benosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son became sick. Amar lo Chanina b'ni b'keshu alo rachamim. Please, Chanina, daven for him. V'yichya, and he should live. So he niach rosho ben birkov, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa put his head down between his knees and his legs, u'bikesh alo rachamim v'chaya. Right, daven for him, and he lived. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said, il mali hitiach ben Zakkai as rosho ben birkov. If I would have done the exact same thing, if I would have left my head between my legs and daven the entire day, lo hava mashkichan alav, Kosh Baruch would not have listened to me at all. So Amar lo ishto, so his wife got upset. She said, v'chi chanina gadol mimcha. Was chanina, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa greater than you, Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar lo, he said to him, lav, no, ela hu doma ke'evid lefnei ha'melech, v'ani doma ke'sar lefnei ha'melech. He's like a servant in front of the king, who is always there. Right, Rashi writes, Ben Bayis Nichnas Viyotze below Rishos. He can come in and out of the palace, you know, without asking. But Kisar Lefnei HaMelech, Rashi writes, She'enu Ragu Lova Lefanov, that I'm not accustomed to going in front of him. Meaning, for whatever reason, I'm greater than him. I'm an officer. He needs an Eved, but he's in and out of the king's palace. He can ask the king for a couple random favors here and there. And that's why his tefillah was accepted. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Alis Pavel Adam Elav Bayis She'esh Shem Chalonos. The Gemara we saw a little bit earlier, a couple of blad ago. You should daven in a place that has windows. Shenamar v'kivein psichon lei ba'aliyoseh, I guess. Right, neged Yerushalayim. Right, they're psachim, they're openings towards Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Kahana, chatzif alai ma dematzli bibikto. I don't like someone who davens in a valley. Rashi writes, bibikto shekishu makom tznius chalolav emos melech v'libo nishbar. Right, it's I think it's a positive thing. One of these is positive, one of these is negative, I think. No, he said it's good. I mean, it's good to daven in a valley because it's a makom tznius. You shouldn't daven out in an open place, right, Rashi? Again, yeah, that's Rashi. Right, but Bika Kshu, Malkom Tznius, Chalo Lav Emas Melech V'Libo Nishbar. You have the fear of heaven that comes upon you, and your heart is broken. Meaning, it's good to daven in a tznius to a place. Amar Rav Kahana, Chotiv Alai Man De Mefarish Chata. Ah, so Rav Kahana didn't like that. Chotiv Alai, right? Because I think it's because people see him, because people will see that he's davening over there.
Arrogant one.
Yeah, is that the pshat?
He was an arrogant one who exposes his sin.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Meaning the people shouldn't see that he's doing that. It's not good for a person. I get angry. I think that someone who's a chutzuf, someone who is talks about his sins in public, shenemar ashrei nasoi pesha kisoi. I mean, a person should be mechasa chet. He should cover up his sins. It's not good to be mefarish, to be open. So, you know, trumpet your sins in public. Hadron Allah in omdim, big schus. We'll go weiter with the sixth parak, mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.
Good job.
Thanks.
Cut all the way.